Welcome to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. Thomas Miller, thank you for joining us again here. I'm going to take on an episode that is relevant to the time that it's being recorded, but certainly is one that you can use anytime, because what we're going to be talking about here is how to deal with spiky energy. And this somewhat parlays the last podcast of just a personal experience that you can catch up with by listening to the last episode. But it's not just something that happened in my own life. I mean, I am hearing this everywhere. I've heard so many over the last even couple of weeks. This is being recorded right on the last couple of days of March 2024. And my goodness, since my own incident, let's say the whole month then, or even before that, things have just been super spiky. And I mean by that, that it's easy to get into a conflict. It's easy to punch buttons. It's easy to say something that otherwise would have been considered innocent and have it interpreted otherwise. And, as I've been hearing lately, resulting in conflicts, breakups, arguments, bad feelings, etc. And it seems that no body and no situation is immune to it. And yes, the energy in the sky that I follow over on the Fun Astrology podcast and the Old Soul, New Soul podcast with Robert Glasscock definitely confirms this. We are in this kind of a phase, and it shall pass. Actually, we've been in this phase since, I think, the tilt of the Earth's axis happened on January 12, 2020. We've talked about it on here before, when the planets Saturn and Pluto conjoined in the sky in Capricorn for the first time in 500 years, and that began the domino, because COVID came along about 3 weeks later, and then Jupiter and Saturn got together later that year, and it just, the whole thing fits. And we've been covering the energy as best I possibly can. If you've picked up Ray Merriman's Forecast 2024 audiobook, he talks about it extending all the way into 2028 and goes through it. So the materials in my world, in this little podcast realm, are definitely trying to turn every stone to make sure that we're all aware of what the energies are so that we can then learn how to surf them. And just as a case in point, I mean, think about in your own life, especially if you're listening to this somewhat in real time as it's being released here in late March, early April 2024, how many of you have either experienced or know somebody who has had a breakup, a job change, a termination, a family conflict, a loss of some sort, etc.? I personally know quite a few people, and I've heard of a whole lot more. And in addition to the last podcast, I have also deepened my own journey. This is a journey, and we are all growing. When I discovered in my astrology chart that one of the main reasons for that chart, and you know, when you get into this astrology stuff, you recognize, you can look at a chart and you can see the theme of somebody's life. And I was comparing mine to somebody else's recently, and really there is no comparison. This other person is a very successful person, prominent in their field, long career, and Jupiter and Venus are conjunct this guy's sun. So he basically has to just wake up and show up, you know, brush your teeth and just get out the door, and good things are going to happen. Mine isn't built that way. And what I realized in looking at my life versus his life, my chart versus his chart, remember, we're all on a path. But I just realized, wow, my chart screams conflict. And I've only had maybe three other astrologers in my life pick up on that to the point of wincing and apologizing. Like, it's okay, it's okay. You should just try to live this. It is difficult. Because what I have, instead of bumping into Jupiter and Venus around every corner, like, you know, showers of blessing, I have Mars and Pluto and Scorpio, conflict everywhere. And from this last experience, one of the takeaways was that I have to get really, really good at managing conflict. That doesn't seem like a big life purpose, but when you realize that a lot of us came here for these intricate, very deep, growing opportunities, one thing that becomes pretty obvious is where the biggest growth occurs are in these places where we have to do the most work, the hardest paths. So I have 8 things that I'd like to just go through here pretty quickly that we can do to anticipate and work through when conflict occurs or when spiky energy happens. And the first point is, it's going to happen. It's really almost unavoidable from the scope and breadth and depth of this. So the main point of number one, I just want to try to lock in, don't feel immune to it because you're special. Realize you could walk into it around any corner. Just fix in your mind it can and likely will happen. And point number two, when it does, it will catch you off guard. That's the main thing. And this is the other point, I think, of compassion for each other, too, is that it may have caught the person who you're dealing with now in the current conflict for you. It may have caught them off guard. Your encounter with them could have just been another domino. Now, point number three is, and this comes from really from my own personal situation in this last deal, there's a depletion zone. When you're tired, hungry, when you're being pushed hard by yourself or others, when there's a change of routine, when you're in unfamiliar settings or circumstances, you could add to that list and make it better, certainly. But the chances are when you're sitting in your chair, in your recliner or whatever your favorite chair is, and you're just doing your thing and there's not a lot of external influence, that's obviously a least likely situation. But boy, when you step out of that and the farther away from that you step out, the closer you get to the potential conflict. And just realize the folks at work, the folks in your family, the people you interact with on a regular basis, everybody is feeling this. And if somebody isn't feeling it specifically right now, just like the weather in Chicago, wait 5 minutes, or somebody in their close circle is, and they're dealing with the peripheral of that. So with number four, we obviously have to give people plenty of room. And here's where I messed up. Don't react. Don't think you owe a comment or even anything other than just being present. I mean, seriously, this was, as I've gone back on what didn't I do well, I didn't stay quiet. And I was trying to, but there was an invitation to, oh, come on, let's talk this out now. It would do us good. That was the one thing I'm realizing. Stay as quiet as you can, as grounded and centered as you can, as long as you can. I really am serious about this point. I think this is super critical right now to be on our highest and best path through this is to not talk until we have really clear emotional space within us and within the situation to do so. This is one of those periods when letting things go as long as you can is probably, not every time, I'm not saying every time is right, but I'm just saying, as I've looked back and as I've heard these other situations, the longer you can let it go, I think, the better. Now, number five kind of goes back to with number three in the depletion zone. We do have to keep ourselves centered. So, think of a rubber band. In the life of a rubber band, it's not a very good rubber band if it doesn't get stretched. The more it gets stretched, the more useful it is as a rubber band. But it is going to get stretched. And the faster it can snap back to its original form, the better. So if you get stretched, do your practice to get bounced back to normal as quickly as possible. And number six really goes as a tandem with that. Practice centering and grounding. And if you can't do it in the moment, like you can always pull back and get back on your mat or on a trail or whatever you do. But the thing is if you can't, then fake it till you make it. Make it up until you can get recentered. In other words, you're being present that it could happen. So when you walk into it, you go, okay, it's happening. Here we go. You feel the sharp energy. You catch it for what it is. Instantly, you go quiet. You go within. You go to centered. And you become an actor. Play the role of super centered individual. You say, Thomas, that's not being authentic. If you're feeling it, then express your feelings. Yes, later. That's my main point. Don't run from your feelings. Don't hide from your own feelings. And don't mask them from somebody else in the long run. But do it in a way where you are back on top of emotional control of yourself and the situation. In other words, when you know from interacting with that person that the space is clear for what may could be a little bit of a difficult conversation, but if it's reactionary, boy, the space is not clear. So until you can get to the clear space, go into the character. In fact, think of somebody who you know who is one of the most centered, grounded people that you've ever met. Maybe you've only observed them on screen or in some kind of character role. But just think of what super grounded looks like to you. And then think about how you could be that person. How could you act that way? And then be determined. And you have to practice it. If you're like me and you're running here and running there and just kind of bouncing around, then you have to, come back. So all the time, basically, you're practicing being in this grounded state. And that is going back to having little or nothing to say until the timing is right. How will you know? You can float some trial balloons, checking in with other people to see how they're feeling. If they're upset, if there's tension in the air, in my situation, there was a situation. It didn't have to be dealt with right then. Could have waited. And my point is, I think, if something is magnified to you or to another person right now, in the moment, this is the kind of energy that if you just give it a little bit of time, you're going to wonder, what in the world were we supposed to talk about? It's just going to dissipate naturally. The focus will go on down the road elsewhere, and you probably won't even circle back to it, and it won't matter. In other words, whatever was there in the moment, this is the way spiky energy works. It's spiky. It's prickly. You're on a trail and you encounter a sticker bush. It's not the whole trail. It's right then. You get in it. Whoops. But if you get away from it and you tiptoe by it, then the whole trail experience is thornless. It's without the sticker bush. I have two more real quick. Number 7, realize. At the end of the day, bottom line, that separations and timeline shifts are taking place. Now, I'm not right on this, but I do know that there have been a lot of forks in the road of various people's paths and people that you would never have thought there would have been a fork in the road of. But it's happening. Things are shifting. And I think, and again, personal observation, that energetic alignments are the theme that seem to be the basis of what's separating. You could say, is this fated? Is it supposed to happen? Or is this happening randomly? Well, my observation is, again, personal experience, not to be projected out to anybody else, but my personal experience is, in some cases, it seems to be fated. Or maybe the world just operates totally randomly and these things are just happening right now. Could be either way. I don't know. I'm just saying it seems a little bit too consistently coincidental that these things are happening to so many people. But it seems that incompatible, inconsistent energies are finding their way apart. And the last, number 8, and I think this is the best, if spiky occurs and there is conflict, always hold out that healing and love will prevail. today's timeline separation can be tomorrow's timeline reunification. Those of us who are committed to growing our paths can realize that we are indeed able to work through these kinds of things. Think of the high timeline characteristics: healing, love, peace, togetherness, forgiveness. Think of low timeline characteristics: anger, separation, division, argument, having to be right. I mean, it's not that difficult. Follow the levels of energy. Now, another thing that I've experienced, I guess this is a tag on, unresolved subconscious programming can come up in ways that you might never have expected. You thought that that was done. You thought that those issues were healed, that they were solved, that they were resolved, that they were behind you. And yet, here's this spiky trigger that brought it all right back up. Well, there is where you have to do the subconscious reprogramming, identification, and reprogramming that we've talked about so much in the annals of these episodes. The techniques that you've heard us discuss have to be deployed, and you have to go dig it up and dig it out and reprogram it so that that paradigm does not drive you. And from that standpoint, the whole situation of conflict could be a great benefit to you if it unlocks these deep subconscious issues. And I think that's a big piece of what's going on here as well, because if you extract or extrude that out globally, what that is doing collectively for the people who figure that out is it's upgrading the collective operating system. And there are a lot of people right now that are letting go of these old paradigms and these old programs, and they're willing to take on the work to release these things and to move forward. And that is what is going to raise the consciousness of this planet. And the energy in the sky is supporting that thesis, too. I hope this helps, especially if you find yourself in the midst of that particular situation and you need to fall back on these things. The best medicine is preventive. If that doesn't happen to work, the next best is healing. And I think I know, because you're listening to this, which camp you fall in. And I love you and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Thomas Miller. Enjoy the journey.
The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.